This is WUWM. I'm Emily Files. Wisconsin's largest school district, Milwaukee Public Schools, is facing criticism from some teachers and families for its handling of distance education during the coronavirus shutdown. MPS has provided paper packets and links to educational websites, but it's been slower than many other districts to distribute computers and implement teacher-led remote instruction. Teachers were told that starting April 20th, they should support students with online learning opportunities. But what that means isn't clear.
There has not been any type of plan for virtual learning and what our responsibilities are as a teacher.
That's Angela Harris, a first grade teacher at Martin Luther King Jr. Elementary School. She's part of the Black Educators Caucus, which represents about 70 MPS teachers. The caucus sent a letter to the district last week with a list of concerns. Teachers like Harris worry that the lack of formal education during the school closure is hurting students of color, who are already at a disadvantage in the education system.
We know that an opportunity gap exists for Black children specifically. I think that any attempt to try to reconcile the fact that we are going through a pandemic with the fact that you shouldn't be educating Black children right now is a failure by our district 100%.
In the absence of clear expectations, teachers have done what they think is best. Many have been checking in with students and offering online lessons since the beginning of the shutdown, but the outreach hasn't been uniform. MPS board member Paula Phillips brought up that concern at a meeting Thursday night.
It just hasn't been the same. Like, every student has not had the same experience during the school closure based on who, the luck of the draw of who their teacher is, what school they might have gone to, who their parents are.
Superintendent Keith Posley insisted that the district has laid out clear expectations for staff. But he did admit that they're still figuring out how to handle virtual instruction.
But is we 100% there right now? I can't sit here and say that we are 100%. This is brand new for all of us, and we are going through to try to do what we can.
Posley said MPS didn't make the shift to virtual instruction sooner because it expected the school closure to be temporary.
We thought that this would be over, we would be back in school and back learning.
Now the district is trying to track down all the students who need a Chromebook and internet access. There have been issues with that process because MPS is asking families to complete an online or paper survey before receiving a laptop. Posley told the school board that the district would do everything it can to get students connected. He said there's a possibility online learning will extend into the fall semester. Families are waiting to hear more. Deanna Becerra's younger brother, Diego, is an MPS high school student with special needs. Becerra says they didn't hear from Diego's teachers until last week, basically telling them to stay tuned.
I'm honestly very upset, very disappointed, and I don't want to sound insensitive because I know that with everything that's going on, it's really hard for, teachers and administrators and staff. I see that MPS's their efforts, but they're not reaching the children with special needs. And I think that's what makes me the most upset.
MPS did not respond to requests for an interview by deadline for this story. The district did not answer questions about when a more concrete remote learning plan will be in place. For WUWM, I'm Emily Files.